This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
I'm David Bury.
And in the studio with us this evening we have...
I'm Shantini Venugopal.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you, darling.
And how are you this evening?
I'm very good, thank you.
So, what have you been up to today?
I've been up to a lot. I just came from a rehearsal with Jo Kukatas because she's my artistic director for a performance that I'm going to be doing in November.
I'm hearing about this on the grapevine. Tell us more about that a little bit later.
Right. Yes, I will.
Okay.
And then I came here. And Waze brought me here in 25 minutes.
No.
It took me behind people's homes and stuff like that.
All the little back roads.
I know. I just love it.
Are you an ambassador for Waze right now? It seems like free branding for them.
Waze would actually take you to back roads.
Yes,
that
they do.
That doesn't sound very right.
They get you to the right destination
very fast. Yes.
Okay, folks, this evening, of course, we do have a giveaway. 016-201-9000. Adeline? Is the number to remember if you want to take part in the competition. We had a whole bunch of entries yesterday for what was the Latin name for Kangkong? Anybody know?
Ipamea something something.
Close.
Something something.
Ipamea aquatica.
Yeah, Ipamea. See, I was right. Ipamea aquatica.
Yeah. There you go.
Because it doesn't sound Latin, actually.
Aquatica. What do you mean it doesn't sound Latin?
Ipanema.
No, that's somewhere in Brazil.
Well, anyway, we are giving away free pastas, all thanks to the B.O. There you go. So if you want to win, all you have to do is just answer this simple question. Now, what is the name given to a bee's tongue? Now, send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why do you deserve to win as well.
Go on, have a run up.
Bees have tongues?
Yeah. Yes.
I didn't know that.
I thought it was like a proboscis thing Did I just give away the answer?
You may well have done. Excellent. So if you did catch that, 016-201-9000, to be very quick. Also, you can get in touch via Twitter, of course. Oh, my word. It is at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON. Of course, it is Shantini Venugopal. Welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you here. Now, I want to talk to you very quickly about jumping jelly beans. Why did you decide to get involved with children and the arts and performing and whatnot? What do you think the importance is for kids of that age to be given that kind of release?
Okay. Well, I never really decided to start a theatre company for children. It was just something that in my journey, it just went along that way. And I had given birth in 1997. And in 2000, when I met Chinsia, we were very like-minded. Mm. And we decided to do something because she was working with children with special needs.
Right.
And it was just a natural turn into things. And we formed the company because we found that we were getting a lot of inquiries to do our show that we had done at Dataran downstairs when... Not KL Pack. What are they called? Actor Studio.
Right.
When they were underground.
Yeah.
A lot of the international schools came to watch it, and then they started contacting us and asking us to perform in their schools.
Right.
That's how Jumping Jelly Beans was formed, actually.
Right.
We had no intention of starting a children's theatre company.
Right.
But having been doing this for the last 15 years... we have found it just amazingly rewarding.
Right.
Yeah, I find that I get more out of it than the kids, I think.
Right.
I don't know about that, to be honest. I mean, I think for myself as well, when I got into theatre when I was 14, it completely changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only because of one man.
Mm. Right.
You know, and because of that one man.
What was that?
He was my theatre teacher.
Right. Same. I have the same same thing.
And I got into the class by mistake. I thought I was joining the stage department where we do the props and everything. I ended up in the wrong class and he just went, I can put you in that class, but why don't you stay into this class for three days? If you like it, stay. If you don't like it, I can transfer you out. Mm. And I stayed for that 3 days and right after that, like, everything changed in my life.
Yeah.
To
same,
be honest.
Same. I mean, I met this guy called, his name was Ian Rochard. Very similar story. I mean, I was very shy when I was younger, believe it or not. And he kind of opened me up and said, right, you're not speaking properly. You're being very shy. You're talking into your mouth. You're not opening up. You're not communicating properly. Mm. Do all of these things. And I'm like, how do I do that? Mm. And over the space of 2 years, you know, he totally adjusted who I was.
Yeah, and especially if you're coming from a country like Malaysia where theater was not given any prominence at all during school time. It just changes your mentality as well.
It does.
You see the world in such a
different way. I was actually put into a drama class back then, you know, from my mom actually put me in because she said that I wasn't shy back then, but it's just that, you know, it's something to learn and how to express yourself as well. And it's sad that, you know, I couldn't complete my class, you know. Well, most of the performing arts were held at Istana Budaya. Mm-hmm. I couldn't complete because I was studying and there's so many tuition classes and all. And it's just eating up my time. And my mom was like saying, you know what, maybe we should, you know, put this down and maybe you would try that later when you grow older. Maybe you'll take it up again. But I never did.
When you were younger, Shantini, did you have exposure to the arts and drama?
I was just going to say that. Yeah. But you see, I come from an era where it was encouraged in schools, and we had music circle, we had drama, we had literature, we had a debating society. So we were exposed to the arts a lot. And so it was something that was natural. We didn't have to go and do classes outside because it was all within the school structure.
Yeah. I think it's
very sad that nowadays the kids don't have that.
Yeah, I think for me, like, all we had was debate. We did have debate, but my arts class kept on getting cancelled for extra math class.
Right.
So I'm very good at math, but I'm terrible at painting.
Very good. I mean, it really paid off.
In a way, but I really wish I could paint, to be honest.
Okay, folks, we have to move on and get some advertisements out of the way. If you want to get in touch via Twitter, of course, we're at BFM Radio if you have any questions, or at BFM TTON. And if you want to take part in our competition giveaway, the answer has already been revealed. 016-201-9000 and answer this question.
What name is given to a bee's tongue? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what is up to win as well.
The bee.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9, the business station. You are listening to That Time of Night and David Warbling. I am Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
I'm David Bury.
And I'm Shantini Venugopal.
If you want to take part in our competition this evening, 016-201-9000. If you're in a time machine, rewind about 5 minutes. You'll probably hear the answer.
How can they rewind?
If they have a time machine, like
Doctor
I said.
Doctor Who. It's like Doctor Who.
We don't have Doctor Who here.
Okay, we do. You just don't have it legally. Answer it. Right. Question.
If you want to win, all you have to do is just answer this question. Now, what name is given to a bee's tongue? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what is up to win as well.
The bee.
Ta-da!
He does that every week, you know. I
the
have to hear.
Bee.
Yeah.
The bee.
Okay, enough. Right. Shantini, right.
Yes.
I hear on the grapevine that you are doing a show in November.
That's right.
Can you tell me about it?
On November the 13th and 14th, it's called Look At Me.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
And actually, Look At Me, it's on so many different levels, but I cannot tell you too much about the title, Look At Me, because it's part of my story when you come and listen to the show. And I'm doing it at Space Toccata, which is in SS2. Do I give the address
Absolutely,
here?
Absolutely,
yes. Oh, I see. Okay.
It's on
the first floor, Jalan SS2/55, 47300 Petaling Jaya. And the number to call to get your ticket is 016-361-8504.
We shall post that information on our Facebook tonight.
Oh, Instagram.
Very good. Very good. And it's very limited seats, only 50 seats every night.
50?
Yeah, only 50.
Wait, you haven't said when.
She did?
13th and 14th of November.
Yes. Young man, what is wrong with you tonight?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, see that?
He's wearing some.
Ooh, he's very defensive.
Okay.
So when was the last time you performed a solo show then?
About 15 to 16 years ago.
Why so long?
Well, it's not that I haven't been singing in the last 15 or 16 years, but it's just that I've never done a solo gig. Mm-hmm. Before, I used to do the hotel circuit, and then I also ran my own pub in JB. And then I came back to KL, and after I came back, I became a tourist guide. And yeah, I'm a lady who has done a lot of things. I've picked worms. I've done many, many, many things. I mean, that's another whole show that you have to dedicate to all the things that I've done. Yeah. So, and then when I started with Instant Cafe, I did a lot of singing there, but it was always a group thing. It was always part of a skit. And then I've started acting. And I've never done a show, just a solo gig.
Right.
And this time around, I guess it is time for me to do it because everything has fallen into place. And I've got Joe Kukutas as my artistic director.
Mm.
And she has really helped me along in this journey, trying to find why I'm doing this and how to actually present it. So I'll be doing a lot of stories along with the songs. So they will all be connected.
Are they happy stories?
Most of them are happy. I'm trying to keep it very light. I mean, I don't want people to come there and then feel, oh.
I mean, are these stories based on
No, they're
like,
real
true stories.
Yes, okay. They're real. Of course, I will embellish a little bit here and there, but overall, it's true. Yes.
We all have to embellish a little bit
course,
every now and again.
Of course.
Is it based on your own experience?
Yes. Everything is based on my experience. How I started singing when I was a child, and then it's like a journey, yeah, and it just takes you right up to. Please come.
Okie dokie, folks. We're going to move on very quickly. We have news from Page 2 coming up right now.
What's all the shouting,
David?
Yeah,
what's all the shouting about?
Boori. Yes.
Come on then.
I'm going to Canada for my story.
Okay.
It's about this girl from Edmonton in Canada.
Alberta?
Edmonton.
Yeah, Alberta. Edmonton in Alberta.
In Alberta. That's the...
I'm sorry, my state. Geography. Not very good.
Okay.
I just know Edmonton. That's it.
Anyways. Pretty good at math.
Yes, math. Yes.
Okay, anyway.
Math and physics.
Anyway.
Come on. Tell us the story.
So she took a trip, and then she, after she touched down with her from her flight, took her bag, went home, opened her suitcase, and found men's clothing and 5 cans of beer in her luggage.
Wait, did she pick? She picked up the right luggage, I assume.
Yeah, so that's what she was thinking. She opened a bag, and that's the first thing she saw. She's like, "Oh no, I did. You know, I picked up the wrong thing." But underneath the clothes was all her stuff.
Wow.
Huh? Wait, did someone actually open a bag?
So she tweeted to the airline. You know, I opened my bag and all of this stuff is in here. I don't know what happened. And you know what the airline tweeted back? Quote, "What happens in Vegas."
No, oh, really?
That's bad. Wait, which airline?
What does that mean?
What happens in Vegas
stays in Vegas.
Yeah.
So it's like it's a secret.
Yeah. And then she called them, and then the only thing they could say was, "Gross, no way.
This is ridiculous." Yeah. This is the social media team.
Which airline is this?
I forgot what the name was of the airline, but I think it's a local airline from Canada.
Okay.
And after that, she tweeted again and said, you know, this is quite terrible. Mm. And then they called her, or she had to call back, and then they finally were apologetic. They said the baggage staff noticed that a bag was open, and right next to the bag was some clothing and cans of beer, so they decided to put the items in the bag next to it.
So they assumed it was belonging to the same person.
Yeah. So I'm guessing they were like checking the bag for stuff. The bag wasn't locked, apparently, so they were checking the bag for stuff, and there's stuff next to it, and they put it in there.
So lesson one, always lock your bag.
That's lesson number one, but lesson number two, don't put stuff in other people's bag.
That's the thing. How would you do it?
Lesson number three as well is we hear all these stories about, you know, how difficult it is to get through the airport security and one thing or the other. And, you know, have you packed your own bag or something?
Right.
It sounds.
She packed it in her bag.
Yeah. Imagine if it was an airline staff who was trying to smuggle drugs to the other side. They could just do that so easily. And then if you ever got caught, you're in trouble. Mm. Right.
I mean, there was a story not too long ago about what's the people who inspect your bags in the States? The TSA, right?
Okay.
They have a particular set of keys because you have to have a lock that is TSA certified,
yes,
correct?
Yes, that's right.
So, and they all have a skeleton key. So if you have one of these locks on, they can unlock anybody's bag and check what's in it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Somebody managed to get hold of one of these skeleton keys and make copies of it, you know? Oh. So, I mean, this is what worries me about traveling on a plane and one thing or another.
I mean, yeah, but it's actually down to to trusting individuals.
Agreed.
Which is really, really scary, because you could have a giant corporation which has, in essence, a good name, but it just takes one person to tarnish everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to move on to a new smartphone. Shantini, you were saying you got here via Waze, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, you know, these new smartphones, they make calls, they take pictures, they record high-def videos. You know, they do a lot of stuff. But what about a phone that does nothing at all?
What's the point of having it then?
So this is the idea behind what's called the Zero. It's a new smartphone, and I say that in air quotes, from a New York-based company called Nophone. right? They started a Kickstarter last year and managed to raise $18,000 to essentially create a piece of plastic that resembles a phone but doesn't actually do anything.
And so people, it's called Zero.
It's called Zero, and people bought it.
For what?
You know those moments when you just want to check your phone and you need something phone-shaped? That's what it is.
How much does this cost?
Why would somebody want to check a phone that's not a phone?
That's the thing.
Right.
Why?
So, you know, you have that shape in your pocket, your phone's in your pocket, and you just think, oh, is my phone there or whatever? It's essentially for people who have like an addiction to their smartphone.
Ah.
And so they can just go, oh, yeah, my phone is there or my phone is there. That
so
hand.
Silly. So, okay. So David asked, how much is it? I want to know how much
the
is it?
The new one is $5.
Oh, so it's not expensive. Oh.
No.
Okay.
No, 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 no.
I thought it was
I'm very thankful right now.
Dollars or something?
No. The original one had everything that looked like a real phone. It had a jack drilled out. It had the lines like an iPhone looks. You know, that kind of small, sleek shape.
Right.
This new one, just like that one there, yeah. This new one is essentially just a square rectangle of heavily weighted plastic that looks...
Well,
like
you can get a power bank that actually looks like your phone
as well,
right? You don't have to buy this.
So a lot of the thinking behind this is like, you know, when you're a smoker and you're trying to stop smoking, this whole habit, you know, the hand-to-mouth kind of thing. And what they're saying is that for people who are addicted to a phone, having something like this is kind of the middle ground. I think it's absolutely ridiculous.
Yes, I think so too.
So you carry that with you and then you have a phone with you.
There's no purpose for it. It's just what it is. But this kind of raises this whole question about these very odd Kickstarter campaigns. You know, if you can kickstart something to create a fake phone
and people actually put in $18,000 US dollars.
Correct.
Hey, but going back to my last story a few weeks or a few months ago, someone kickstarted mashed potatoes.
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. They raised like 10
no,
was
like
it how much?
Six figures.
It was a ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah, they raised like 300,000 USD to make mashed potatoes. I am not kidding.
What do you mean to make mashed potatoes? What do they do? This guy
said, if you pay me money, I'll make myself mashed potatoes. And if you pay me a bit more money, I'll put stuff like bacon bits in it or something like that. And at the end of the day, he raised so much money that he literally didn't know what to do with it.
True story.
Well, everyone
true
can story. Be on Kickstarter.
True story.
Yeah.
The company's website advertises the Nophone as a way to, quote, never again experience the unsettling feeling of flesh on flesh when closing your hand.
Actually, you know what I was thinking right when you're saying it? They should also promote it as a way of, if you ever got robbed, you give them that phone.
Yeah. Ah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I think that's actually quite smart.
One
yeah,
is a good one.
It's like having the dummy wallet.
So you just pass it on?
Yeah.
A dummy wallet, a dummy phone.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, folks, we're going to take a break. We've got some music coming up in a minute from the Arctic Monkeys. But first, 016-201-9000.
And answer this question. Now, what name is given to a bee's tongue? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why do you deserve to win as well.
The bee.
Yes.
All right.
The bee.
So some music. It is the Arctic Monkeys. Snap out of it, David. Welcome back, folks. It is that time of night here on BFM 89.9. I'm Rich Bradbury.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Adeline Chung.
I'm David Bowie.
And I'm Shantini Venugopal. Mm-hmm.
What's going on this evening? Anyway,
it's public holiday tomorrow.
That's why everybody's so excited, is it? Right. Anyway, folks, we are giving away stuff this evening from
the bee.
016-201-9000. Answer this question.
What name is given to a bee's tongue? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why do you deserve to win as well.
Correct. Now, Shantini.
Yes.
Share a story with me.
Okay. I'll tell you a story that happened a long time ago.
In a place
in
far,
Canada,
far away.
Actually.
Oh, in Canada.
Canada, yes. Eh? Funny that you had this Canadian story, but mine took place in Toronto.
Okay.
And I was living in a basement apartment, and we were all flat broke, as all students normally are.
Right.
Because I was studying there. And we were so broke that for lunch and for dinner, we used to drop in to our friends who actually, Malaysians who were living there.
Okay.
But who had jobs and stuff like that. They were not students. And so we did that regularly. But one day, one morning, I woke up and I went upstairs to pick up our newspaper. And when I opened the door and I picked up the newspaper, on my right-hand side, I saw five eggs placed in a semicircle.
Huh?
And I said, huh? Five eggs in a semicircle? So I went and picked up the egg to see whether it was hard-boiled or whether it was... And I shook it, and it was a fresh egg, you know, five eggs. But I swear, it was in a semicircle. And my first reaction was, thank you, dear Lord. I knew he would come through because he knew that we were starving and eggs are, you know,
right,
full of protein.
Yeah, yeah.
So I picked up the eggs, I put it in the newspaper, and I came downstairs. And I decided to make some fried rice because some friends were dropping in. We were all going to go to the park. No money, so we go to the park and just lay out there. So I made this fried rice and everybody came over. And as they were eating the fried rice, I told them the story. I said, because one of them said, hey, where did you get the eggs from? I said, you will never believe what happened when I walked up to pick up the newspaper this morning. But I swear to God, after I told the story, everybody just dropped their utensils.
And stopped eating.
And stopped eating.
Is this
and they looked at
scary?
Me and they said, are you mad? I said, why? What's wrong? And they said, do you know that eggs is the way that you put pukau? And somebody has put black magic on us? And they all started on this. And they all started freaking out. Some of them went and threw up. And
seriously?
Oh, my God. Yes, seriously. And I was like totally shocked. And I said, what are you guys talking about? It's from God. And they said, no, it's not from God. Somebody's trying. I said, why on earth would anybody try to put black magic on us? What is it that we have? Nothing. We are broke. It's not like we are rich kids and, you know. Everybody started going on and on and on and on. And I said, okay. How shall we solve this? So I said, listen, I have another two eggs left. I only used the three eggs. So one of them said, let's go and get it blessed. I said, all right, we'll go and get it blessed. There was a church close by. So I took that one egg and all of us went, this whole entourage of people went to see the priest in this church. And I told him the story, and he actually was laughing.
Right,
but he covered his mouth, and he was could see that his shoulders. And so I also started laughing. But my girlfriend was very upset. She kept telling the priest, no, you have to bless the egg. And so he said, okay, I will tell some prayers. So he chanted some prayers and all that. And then she said, don't forget the holy water. So he takes some holy water and throws at this egg. And then we all walked back in total silence. I went and cooked that one egg and I divided it into 10 pieces. I said, I don't need it because I'm blessed. I said, I'm telling you, this is from God. And they all said, no, give us our little piece. And so they all had a piece of that.
Did you ever find out where they came from?
No, never found out, because we even asked our landlord,
right,
who lived upstairs. We never found out where that five eggs came from.
Mystery
that
is eggs. Hilarious.
I know. And it's actually, it's in a book called Readings by Readings. Sharon Baca and Bernice Charlie, they picked up the story in that book, in the very first Readings for
Brilliant.
Readings.
Brilliant. Yeah. Great story. Okay, Adeline, what do you have for us tonight? Nothing about eggs, huh?
No, nothing about eggs, but upping your game on Tinder.
Okay, very quickly.
All right, so these guys, I think pretty much sure in the UK or US they didn't mention. So you know how I'm not sure if you guys are on Tinder.
No. Nope.
So there are some guys, I'm not sure about girls, but guys, they would take the worst selfies ever and post it up on Tinder.
Guys tend to take really bad selfies.
So bad. So this group of guys, they decided it was time to step up a notch and impress potential matches by taking selfies at IKEA.
In the ready-made places.
Yeah, so there's kitchen, you know, study room, to show that, hey, you know what, I've got a fancy kitchen,
gotcha,
fancy apartment. But not noticing that there's a big big price tags hung at the door.
There's going to be price tags
everywhere. Tables. That's the thing.
Nobody noticed the price tags.
Nobody noticed.
I mean, that's quite clever, really. I mean, it's inventive.
Clever and not so clever in a way.
Why don't you just take the picture outside next
that's
to a
thing.
Tree?
Next to a tree or by the beach or, yeah. You know,
swimming
studio,
pool.
Your office.
Yeah.
But you want people to see you're successful, you have somewhere nice that you're living in.
Yeah, with the price tag
but
there.
But it's all a big lie.
Price tag?
But that's
such a big lie. See, Tinder can be good and can be bad. People can lie on Tinder.
People can lie anywhere.
Anywhere. Exactly, and they do.
They do. How is what's your profile picture like on Tinder?
Oh, you should check it out then.
Oh, here we go.
Wait. So you just admitted to being on Tinder?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with being on Tinder? Nothing. You make friends.
You make friends.
Well, yeah.
Friends.
It's just like social media. It's just like Facebook.
It's just. Is it really?
Is it?
Is it really?
Is it?
No, it's not. Okay.
Guys, I can see
that you're very comfortable.
Yes.
Now, we're going to move on. We have to ask you a whole bunch of questions that are completely unrelated to what it is that you do.
Okay.
We have this little jingle. It goes a little bit like this.
Smarty pants.
There you go. So the trick.
I've got the first question
you
already.
Did. Oh, really?
Yeah.
The trick is to, if you don't know the answer, say skip and we move right along.
Okay.
Don't take too much time on one question.
Okay.
If you don't know it, just move on.
All right.
Your 3 minutes start now. The center of an atom containing its protons and neutrons is called what?
Nucleus.
Which ex-Soviet state shares its name with a U.S. state? Georgia, Latvia, or Moldova?
Georgia.
Who is the author of Oliver Twist?
Ooh, I know this one. Oh, okay, skip.
Who is known for having a short nose that becomes longer when he is under
stress? Pinocchio.
Correct. Queens and Staten Island are boroughs of which city?
New York.
At first, it was a kind of grey colour, but what colour is the Incredible Hulk's skin nowadays?
Incredible Hulk, green.
What finger-licking good chain found its slogan accidentally translated as "Eat your fingers off" in Chinese?
The one that I don't like, but it's called KFC.
Fish are friends, not food, comes from which movie?
Ooh, skip. I can't remember.
What vegetable invariably gets Popeye out of trouble?
Spinach.
Chlorine is one of the chemical elements that makes up common table salt. What is the other?
Sodium.
What completes Poe's poem? Is all that we see or seem but a dream within a...
Okay, skip.
Nobody puts baby in a corner is a line from which iconic movie?
Oh, I've no idea.
Which half-bull, half-man monster was kept in a labyrinth on Crete? Chimera or Minotaur?
Minotaur.
Which BBC series is about a time-traveling alien? Battlestar Galactica, Firefly, or Doctor Who?
Alien?
Mm-hmm.
Doctor Who, I've seen.
What is a picture taken of oneself and usually posted online popularly called?
Wi-Fi? No, sorry. Selfie!
Okay. What substance are human nails made of? Keratin, melatonin, or melanin?
Keratin.
On the TV show Friends, what's Joey's usual pickup line?
Oh, I watch it all the time and I can't remember.
You can't remember? It's terrible when that happens. Okay, the Greek god known as the King of Gods, what's his name?
Zeus.
Birdie is the nickname of the device struck in which racket sport? Badminton, squash, or tennis?
Badminton.
Which of these is not an official color of one of the five rings on the Olympic logo? Green, orange, or blue?
I would say green. Oh, it's wrong. Okay.
Complete the missing half of these fictional lovers. Han Solo and...
Oh my God, how can I not know this? Han Solo and Princess Leia.
What is the colourful papier-mâché figure full of candy which is hit with a stick until it breaks open?
Oh, pinata.
Which character in the Tolkien's The Hobbit is a wizard, member of the Istari Order, and leader of the Fellowship of the Rings?
Oh my God, I need my son here. Hari Haran, help me. I have no idea.
Okay.
Can't remember.
Right, advertisement time. We'll be back with Shantini to find out how well or how well she didn't do right after these messages. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. That was Oasis with Half the World Away. You're listening to That Time of Night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Jones.
What was that about?
That's David Bury.
And I'm Shantini Venugopal.
Just before the break, we're asking a whole bunch of questions related to nothing in particular, Smarty Pants. So let's find out how well she did in just a couple of minutes. But before we do that, giveaway time. 016-201-9000.
Yes, we are giving away free pastas, all thanks to...
the bees.
Yes, so if you want to win, answer this question. What name is given to a bee's tongue? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us, why do you deserve to win as well?
Jimmy.
What is wrong with you?
Is it Jimmy?
It's not Jimmy.
It's not Jimmy?
Why is it Jimmy?
Because I wouldn't mind naming my tongue Jimmy.
Why would you name your tongue Jimmy?
Why not?
I would name your tongue Polly.
Polly?
This is all getting very strange.
Oh, yes, Polly want a cracker?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Right.
There we go.
We got 2 minutes, 40 seconds. So let's go through some of the questions.
All right, so the first one. Who is the author of Oliver Twist? Charles Dickens?
Oh, dear.
Fisher. And I knew that. You
of
know,
course you knew
I've
that.
Even done a workshop with Charles Dickens' work.
Oh, all right, dear. So Fisher Friends, Not Food,
My
comes from which movie?
Finding Nemo.
Now, what completes Poe's poem is all... is all that we see or seem but a dream within a dream.
A dream.
Yeah.
Right.
So nobody puts a baby in a corner in a line. It's a line from which iconic movie? Dirty Dancing.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that.
Yeah. Okay. And then on Friends, what's Joey's usual pickup line?
How you doing?
Okay. All right. Here we go. Let's have one of these.
Roll. Ladies and gentlemen, Shantini Venugopal scored 16 points.
Woo!
Pretty good, pretty good. Well done, well
Very
done.
Good. Thank you.
Right, almost time to wrap up the show. We have 2 minutes left, so let's throw out some facts. Adeline, you go first, quickly.
In 1873, Colgate started the mass production of toothpaste in a jars. In jars. Now, Colgate introduced its toothpaste in a tube similar to a modern-day toothpaste, tubes only in the 1890s.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay.
What have you got?
The Chinese Segway ripoff, Ninebot, used the money it got from selling the ripoff to buy the original Segway company.
Wow.
Okay.
That's incredible.
That is incredible.
Is it a competition right now?
Okay.
You're always making a competition.
Okay, enough, guys.
Wait, I've got one very quickly. Yes. The dinosaur noises in Jurassic Park movie were made by recording tortoise sex. There you go. Okay, Santini, okay. I can give you 1 minute and 21 seconds.
Thank
what do you,
you
have?
Okay. Well, folks, come and watch me in, or rather not watch me, come and listen to me in Look At Me, 13th and 14th of November at Space Toccata, 016-361-8504. Get your tickets now because there are only 50 seats available every two nights. So it's only on for two nights. Okay, and don't forget, Instant Cafe Theatre Company, we are going to be doing our 26th anniversary this year. We are celebrating our 2.6. Amazing how it fits in with 2.6, you know, billion. Yes. But we call it, celebrates 2.6 decades of the nonsense. It's everything, it's the state of the nation, and it's the nonsense. And
it's delicious.
It's going to be on 1st December 2015 at PJ Civic Center. We can host 1,500 people that night. We're going to have a gala night. And then there'll be smaller shows at DPAC on the 4th, 5th and 6th. So folks, do look out for Instant Cafe's show. You're going to have a wonderful time because we're bringing back as many people
Everybody.
As possible. As many as possible,
as
yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah. And I think we have got a very good response. So please do look out for Instant Cafe's
Brilliant
show
stuff.
On December the 1st.
Shantini, thank you for joining us this
thank
evening.
Thank you very much for having me, guys.
Absolute pleasure.
I really enjoyed this.
We will be back, same time, same place tomorrow.
No!
I was joking. I just wanted to see the reaction.
Thursday, come on. It's public
holiday
We will
holiday be back,
tomorrow.
Same time, same place on Thursday. From deepest, darkest, Banda Otama, it has been that time of night. Say
goodnight.
Happy
holidays.
Good night. Happy holidays.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.